Life is busy, and sometimes it's hard to get everything in, including this walk. If you struggle with this, my sponsor, Factor Meals, can help. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to get 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, and they only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This one was one of my favorites, and it was ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. It's getting warmer. The weather is an invitation to head outside and walk more. You don't want to be inside making meals. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 25% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made yourself. And we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. I'm starting the walk today. It's early, early morning for me. And I've been out for just a bit. And I'm in a really dark area. Not a whole lot of ambient light. And I'm actually walking towards a road that has a sidewalk, and on that sidewalk there are lights, and I'll be able to see where I'm going. But starting walking a little bit slower, looking around, making sure that there's not something that I can trip over. Height variability is one of the things that can be a trip hazard. And I'm just about at the road. I will cross the road and walk on the other side, and now I've got lights. This is nice. I don't think you can do this anymore. Walk to the top of the Washington Monument. I think it's free to get to the top, to go to the top. There's always a long line. You have to reserve your ticket. If I understand it correctly, now when you go to the top, you take an elevator. Years ago, you could actually take the stairs. You could walk up to the top of the Washington Monument. And those stairs were very narrow, and they were very steep, if I'm remembering correctly, because I think this was decades ago when I did it. It's one of the advantages of living as close to D.C. as we did. Got to see almost all of those tourist attractions multiple times. Anyhow, I remember walking to the top of the Washington Monument and then looking out. They have these little tiny windows on all four sides of the structure, and you get an amazing view of Washington, D.C. And then once I had seen all four sides, all four perspectives, climbed back down those stairs. It was dark. I mean, there were lights, but they weren't, again, if I'm remembering correctly, they weren't super bright. The stairs were narrow and steep. And I don't think you can do that anymore. I don't think they let you take the stairs. I could be wrong, but I don't think they let you take the stairs. Have you ever heard about the Empire State Building run? They do this every year. People sign up to run from, I assume it's street level, to the top of the Empire State Building, all those stairs. 1,547 stairs. And yeah, it sounds pretty brutal. I've been to the Empire State Building. I've not walked from the street level to the top. I have done the stairs from, I think it's the 86th floor to the 102nd floor. You can check me on the numbers. I might have the floors wrong, but there's, at least there was once when I was there, you could take the stairs from those two viewing areas. One was inside, the other was outside, and that was pretty intense, taking those stairs. And then once I had my physical, and I tend to take the stairs when I can, I had my physical, and they were getting my vitals soon after I arrived, and it was on the third floor, and I took the stairs up. My heart rate was increased a little bit, and the doc said, "Did you take the stairs?" I said, "Yep." I said, "Okay." There are benefits to taking stairs when possible. We're going to talk about those today. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. One of the aspects of walking for fitness that is important as you keep pushing forward is to challenge yourself every now and then, to push yourself. And there are multiple ways you can do this. You can increase your pace. You can find hills to walk up and down. And you can also take the stairs. By the way, I'm not a doctor, not a licensed personal trainer. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. Anytime you're considering doing more, challenging yourself, pushing yourself, increasing the intensity of your workout, you want to make sure that it's safe for you. So talk to a professional. Don't simply hear what I'm saying and think, okay, I'm going to go do that, because it might not be safe for you, and you need to make certain that it is. So talk to a professional first. There are some real benefits to taking stairs, and this is research-based benefits. There was a massive study that came out in the fall of 2023, and this was out of the United Kingdom. And talk about a large sample size. More than 450,000 adults were participants in this study. And they found several things, and they discovered several things. Number one, climbing 50 stair steps every day may reduce the risk of cardiovascular diseases such as stroke, blood clots, heart attacks by as much as 20%. So 50 stairs, walking up 50 stairs lowers your risk, potentially, of some bad heart outcomes by as much as 20%. The average flight of stairs has 10 steps, so that's considered a flight. So if you do 5 flights of stairs, you will probably have your 50 stairs for the day. Can you hear that? So I'm out early in the morning, pre-sunrise, and there are, three guys. They're running. Since I left the house, they're the first people I've seen who are pursuing fitness, along with you. So where was I? Oh, so 50 stairs a day has some pretty great potential long-term health outcomes. You're strengthening your heart. You're also strengthening muscles. Going up hills, walking upstairs, going down hills, going downstairs, you're using muscles that you're not using when you're walking on a flat surface. One of the things that we've noticed living here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, is that certain muscle groups that had been worked pretty effectively living in Maryland aren't being worked nearly as effectively. And we can feel that, and we can see that. In Maryland, our primary place to walk was in the neighborhood across the street from where we lived. It was a very hilly neighborhood. Some of those hills were pretty intense. And we don't have that here in Myrtle Beach. Living 2 miles from the ocean, things are very, very flat. And so we don't get to take hills anytime we have the opportunity to climb the stairs, to take the stairs. We do. In fact, years ago, as I began pursuing fitness with more intentionality and started counting my steps, wearing the Fitbit, I was looking for opportunities to walk more, to get more steps. And so anytime that I had the option of taking stairs instead of an elevator or stairs instead of an escalator, I did and still do. And there are great potential health benefits for taking the stairs. So next time you're in a building and you've got the option of the elevator or the stairs, and it's an option that you can take, you might want to consider doing that. Not only does it add a few more steps to your Fitbit, it also can deliver some pretty great long-term health outcomes. I wonder if they will ever open up the stairs again in the Washington Monument. Maybe if they understood just how they're contributing to long-term health of their visitors, they might think, okay, this is not a bad idea. Let them take the stairs. If your fitness promise is to walk 10 minutes every day, you've almost fulfilled today's promise, which means you get to add another link to your growing fitness chain. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.